Warning, what you're about to hear might be considered by some to be too much information. However, those with the most sensitive ears will want to stay tuned for the entire broadcast. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Kevin Bergen of the Uniquely Common Station, and you're listening to The Jordan Taylor Show.
And it is The Jordan Taylor Show. My name is Jordan Taylor. Welcome, and today, guys, it's about to get a little real up in here. Today, I took the first steps in finally dealing with something that's been a plague on me for a while now. This might be too much information to some, but you know, I try to be as open as possible with you guys on the station and just on my channel and everything. This thing, it's been such a problem in my life for so long now that it's affected my ability to hear what anyone else has to say. It's like I've been deaf to the world, but today I took the first steps in opening up my ears to hear what others had to say. It's going to be a little bit of a process, but in the long run, I know everything will be clear again. But before I explain what's been plaguing me, if you want to be a part of my intro like Kevin was today, listen to my entire broadcast, and on the final segment of the show, hit that applause button to tell me what an amazing job I did. Most days, I randomly pick two or three of those kind souls, call them on Anchor, and ask them to be a part of my show. Maybe it could be you tomorrow. So, what's been plaguing me recently? I don't even know if I should say it because it's really awkward to admit, but I bet, you know, some of you have struggled with this as well. I bet it's not as uncommon as I think. So stay tuned.
Hey, Jordan. My name's Matthew. I've been following you for quite a while now through Blind Macau on YouTube and now your personal YouTube channel and now on Twitter and Anchor now, which I just recently discovered. So first of all, thank you for telling everybody about Anchor. I actually just started my own station and everything. I think it seems pretty cool. Just wanted to let you know that I really appreciate everything you do. See you later.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for the encouragement. Really, really glad you started your own station on here and are enjoying Anchor so far. So, where were we? Oh, yes. The thing that I've been struggling with. The thing that's affected my ability to listen to others. Ear wax. Guys, look, okay, let's be real right now. This is nasty. What I'm about to say is nasty, but I get some serious ear wax buildup. All right? Like, it takes a year or so for this to turn into an issue, but if I let it go for too long, I literally am deaf in one or both ears. Now, when this happens, it's like I'm walking with the permanent feeling you get. You know this feeling. You get when you get out of the pool, you've dove into the pool, you get out, and you realize that you have water in your ears, and then you get slightly panicked when you can't get it out immediately. Will it ever subside? Maybe. It usually does. That's me every second of the day. But it literally never subsides. Now, there's this special concoction that you can make and put it in your ears over the course of a couple of days, or if you have a lot of time, maybe one night. It consists of like apple cider vinegar and peroxide. You can also put coconut oil in your ear to help. I've never really tried that before until tonight, and I don't know if it worked or not, but you kind of need someone to help you put all this stuff in your ears. And I'm lucky, you know, because I'm married, and so Sarah helped me out. Tonight we did it. It didn't really get better. It actually got a little worse, which is a good sign though, because that means that it probably got loose in my ears, but like it just not enough to like, you know, come out. This is really gross, but guys, let's be real, okay? This is Anchor. This is the unfiltered Jordan. But we couldn't keep, you know, trying to get this stuff out of my ear tonight because we both had like stuff we had to get done today. So it's on hold until tomorrow. So right now I can barely hear at all in my right ear. My left ear is pretty fine, but the right ear is pretty terrible. And this has been an issue, you know, pretty much my entire life. I go through spurts where I can hear, spurts where I can't hear. I constantly have to be fixing this problem. Some people don't have this, and I have no idea why, but other people like me have really, you know, bad issues with it. I've even heard of stories where people thought they were actually losing their hearing, and so they went to a doctor, and the doctor realized that they just had wax buildup in their ears, and then it was like a miracle to the person that they could hear again. It's like, it's that bad. So because this has always happened to me, it got me thinking, huh, what the heck even is wax, and why is it in all of our ears? What's the point? So I did a little research and found out the waxy truth. Here are some things you really don't care to know about earwax, but you're about to know them. Here you go. According to the most reliable source of information on the internet, Wikipedia, I actually think that Wikipedia is pretty reliable. It says earwax, also known as cerumen, is a yellowish, waxy substance secreted in the ear canal of humans and other mammals. All right, this is pretty nasty. They've got like this picture and stuff. It's pretty messed up. It protects the skin of the human ear canal, assists in cleaning and lubrication, and also provides some protection against bacteria, fungi, insects, and water. See, guys, I'm healthier than you, and that's why I have so much wax in my ears, because my body is trying to protect me from the outside world, from the evilness of the world. Earwax consists of shed skin cells, hair, and the secretions of the ceruminous and sebaceous, this doesn't even matter. Major components of earwax are long chain fatty, okay, who cares? Excess or compacted cerumen, aka earwax, can press against the eardrum or block the outside ear canal, potentially causing hearing loss. Okay, guys, let's get through all this nastiness and let's find out the most important piece of information about earwax so far. It's the most surprising thing that you'll hear all week. Are you ready for this? Many types of whales have a buildup of earwax, which increases with time, and here's where it gets interesting. The size of the deposit is sometimes the only way to determine the age of whales that do not have teeth. They can tell how old a whale is by the amount of wax in its ears. It's just like the tree circles or whatever. When you cut open a tree and it's like the circles in the tree determines how old it is, it's the same thing, but it's with wax in the whale's ears, poor things. All they're trying to do is live a happy life swimming around and getting caught by these whalers out in the ocean, and they can't even hear. They're like deaf, just going around there in the water, just, you know, hoping to God that they don't run into a net and get killed. And they just want to be able to hear. Wow. Oh, this is kind of gross, very, very nasty. It also turns out that earwax may keep your ears from itching in the same way that tears lubricate your eyes. So that's another interesting thing. Your earwax can tell about your sweat. Some people produce wet earwax while others stay dry. The white flaky type probably means that you also lack a certain chemical in your sweat that leads to body odor. Wow. This is all coming from the Huffington Post at this point. Earwax varies by race. Stress or fear can increase earwax production. Oh my gosh. Maybe I'm... What am I fearing? This is turning into a crisis. Ear candles are a big no-no. If you're going to swear off the cotton swabbing, let's also banish the idea that burning a candle in the ear will effectively and safe. I guess people burn their earwax out of their ears. All right, guys, this has been really messed up. All right, I'm sorry that I did this to you. Wow. All right, I need to stop doing this. This is getting really gross. Right before I go to bed and everything. All right. Well, pray to God that it comes out tomorrow. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for this broadcast. I really am. All right. Okay. I guess I'll talk to you. All right. See ya. Bye.